What makes some people more persuasive and influential than others? If you are in any way what I like to call in the human interaction profession, like management, leadership, sales, teaching, or the like, the answer to that question should be vitally important to you. Research shows that if you're successful in these positions, you probably practice at least a few of these principles. Principles that psychologists who study persuasion have found will most likely lead to getting people to say yes. And yes, there's an entire field of research dedicated to uncovering the primary principles of persuasion. The science, chiefly led by psychologist and researcher Dr. Cialdini, has over the last 40 years boiled down his findings to six principles. Principles that have proven to lead most consistently to the ability to persuade. Principles, when learned and practiced, can greatly influence your level of influence. Now, you may ask, is it even ethical to learn and practice how to influence others? After all, just the word persuade can sound very self-serving and sometimes slimy, and that certainly is if used in the wrong hands. However, as I describe these principles with you over the next several weeks, I believe you'll discover that leaders you admire, the people you follow, and those you call your mentors most certainly have a way of utilizing these principles somewhat intuitively. Intuitive because, as it turns out, all of what happens in the arena of persuasion happens on the unconscious level anyway. I know you believe you've made all your decisions cerebrally, but the unconscious mind handles the heaviest load of most of our decisions in our daily lives. It actually prefers to, because the unconscious mind is not very impressed with the decision-making of the conscious mind. It thinks the conscious mind is slow, thinks it's lazy, that it takes way too much energy to make decisions. So humans and the brain has learned to prefer to rely on gut instinct, on reams and reams of accumulated experiences, not just in your own head, but over time, even genetically. There's predisposed ways that humans do things and rules of thumb that the brain relies on. We call it emotional memory. We call it fixed action patterns. Now, fixed action patterns are the antithesis of cerebral thinking. Yes, the conscious mind works out calculations, it schedules your day, it does math, it's certainly helping me write this content, I certainly hope. And yes, the conscious mind can get us to the moon and back, and that's pretty cool. But decisions, saying yes to someone or something, helping them, joining their cause, following them, joining their office, giving them something, buying something, or simply returning a favor, happens largely around certain rules of thumb, shortcutting, if you will, the conscious mind. So, what is this science telling us? It's telling us that if we rely on what we know and try to persuade people to do anything simply by reciting knowledge to them, we've really asked their cerebral cortex to do far too much work in whatever decision may lie before them, and really lose track of the most important parts of their mind, which is really the unconscious. And because of that, we lose our ability to influence them. Now, over the next few weeks, I'm going to share with you this interesting science. Next week, I'll begin with the first principle of persuasion, reciprocity. I'm excited to share it with you, and I hope you're excited to learn.